I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. In 1872, about 2,000 ranchers, farmers, and families gathered for a horse exhibition on what is now Pueblo. They didn't know it then, but it was the beginning of the annual festival known as the Colorado State Fair. Nearly 150 years later, the state's premier agricultural fair is underway again. Chris Wiseman, general manager of the Colorado State Fair, recorded this informational message earlier this year.
For many, the Colorado State Fair is a family tradition dating back generations. While we offer a wide variety of entertainment, such as the largest carnival in the state, two stages of national recording artists, we also stay true to our traditions by offering a full array of agriculture-related activities. We have 5 nights of PRCA rodeo action, horse shows, livestock shows, small animal competitions. Plus, every year, the Colorado Department of Agriculture fills the agricultural pavilion with educational fun and excitement, designed to entertain and educate the young and the young at heart.
The State Fairgrounds facility provides nearly $34 million in economic activity to Colorado throughout the year. Of that figure, $29 million is driven by the fair itself. This year's fair starts with the PRCA Rodeo today and a concert by the Oak Ridge Boys tonight, as well as free attractions like surfing dogs, a stilt circus, and the kids' pedal tractor pull.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.